Well, tax is generally not a great word out there if you're paying them, but in 2021, that script was flipped a bit with the child tax credit coming for a lot of American families, helping them weather the pandemic storm. And now, as Democrats look to make that a thing in 2022, there's still pushback there from Democratic Senator Joe Manchin, calling into question whether or not that should still apply for those high-income earners, in the case of some, upwards of $400,000 when it comes to income still qualifying, pushing back and trying to reel that number in. And of course, want to focus in on all things taxes here as part of our Taxes Made Simple series presented by Tax Act. And joining us to discuss is BDO USA partner Todd Simmons here with us. And Todd, good to be chatting with you. I think I'm allowed to say Happy New Year still, so I will. But when we look into this tax year, obviously a lot kind of changing American families, as I said, maybe receiving some of that child tax credit. What are you seeing, I guess, as we look ahead to April?
Well, as you point out, Zach, there's still some political issues with how the tax credit will play out in the future. Now, of course, in 2021, we had that unique pay per month part of the credit. Half the credit was paid out monthly. And I think folks started to depend on that, and we're looking forward to that this month in January. Everything's really going to depend on how the Build Back Better Act proceeds this year, if at all. Now, of course, the child tax credit still is in the law, but most folks would then, of course, have to claim that with their tax return next year. The half of the credit you couldn't claim in 2021, you couldn't get monthly, you'll claim on your tax return that you're going to file this April. Next year, you would have to claim the entire amount. You wouldn't get that monthly benefit. So what we're really looking at for in the Build Back Better Act is if they reinstate that monthly payment. But as you mentioned, there's still some political issues around whether we put that back in, how it will work, and who will qualify.
The other issue that's tied to Build Back Better is, of course, the SALT deduction. We're talking about state and local taxes. You now have a New York State looking to get that $10,000 cap overturned. You've got other blue states joining in as well. There is the issue of how this bill moves forward, or if it moves forward at all in D.C. But how do you view the future specifically as it relates to SALT?
Well, Akiko, In the latest version of the Build Back Better Act, the House version at least had increased that $10,000 cap up to about $70,000 or $80,000. So they were really getting a much higher deduction. But again, we have to see what happens there. There is some resistance from some Democratic senators even to increasing that cap. And so we really have to wait and see what, if anything, they're going to do with that. It is a huge part of, again, the federal tax scheme for many folks in blue states, as you mentioned. And so if we see a Build Back Better Act, the question then becomes, can they increase that cap? And if so, how high are they going to get that? You've got, again, I think Senator Sanders had objected to it, and it just takes one, as we know, to have an issue with it. So we really have to wait and see what, if anything, is going to happen with that cap deduction. It's become a very huge political piece. I should also mention in the House, you've got enough Democratic House members who, if they don't see that cap increased, they would not support the Build Back Better Act. So it's a lot's on the edge right now.
Yeah, and it's going to be busy times, too, as Americans try and figure out kind of all these changes. Of course, we saw, I guess, the ability to delay some filings in the pandemic, as well as, issues around all the moves that may have happened in the pandemic. What should Americans maybe be on the lookout for when they're filing this time around if they did change the states that they reside in terms of, I guess, I believe the terms double tax around some of those residency shifts?
One thing we saw a lot of, Zach, is folks who might be surprised with a tax bill, a big tax bill in more than one state. So take, for example, someone who resides in Connecticut. That's their residence. That's what they claim is their permanent residence, but may have lived in New York, say, to weather out some of the pandemic, make commute a little bit easier. But if they hit that six-month mark, New York is going to say to that taxpayer, you're a resident of New York. So you've got both Connecticut and New York saying you're a full resident of both states. Now, there are state tax credit mechanisms to offset some of the double tax, but not everything. And so what we are looking at in some instances is taxpayers who are actually going to pay a federal tax, a full state tax in state one and state two on some of their income. So what it'll take this year is some planning around that, making sure that you keep your occupancy and residence really in one state the majority of the year, and to make sure you don't trip that wire in the second state. That is probably the biggest surprise that we're seeing in the state and local area.
Yeah, very tricky. Some of those things coming down to exact day counts and really navigating all that. But Todd Simmons, BDO USA partner, appreciate you walking through some of that with us here today.